Sam Coit migrated to the United States in about 1888 and was worked on Canal Street in Manhattan rolling cigars for the first year or two that he was here. He then, because of a family friend, and the name is Strauss, and I don't know anything more about the name other than that. I know the name, but I don't know anything about them. But apparently the Strauss family told him that there was a job opportunity in El Paso working for the Diamonds, which, you know, is the old the Diamonds from Phoenix. But they had a store in El Paso. So Sam went to El Paso and took a job with the Diamond Boys and worked for them for four years. From about 1891 or 92 until 1895. In 1895, he was on his way to the West Coast, and he stopped off in Phoenix because he thought that Phoenix was a pretty good, had heard that Phoenix was a good town. So he started to open a store in Phoenix in 1895 using packing crates for the fixtures and whatnot. A tiny little store about the size of this room, about 10 by 12, you know, 12 by 12, whatever it was, a little storefront on East Washington Street. The store was immensely successful very, very quickly. And as a result of that, the store expanded. And by 1890, or somewhere if you need it.
Okay, the machine popped open for some reason.
Okay,
so
well,
you were saying
worry,
that he opened up his store.
He
do you remember
the
address?
He opened up the store in 1895.
What,
and,
Cross
and
Street?
At what is now Symphony Hall, the location.
Which is where?
200 block of East Washington Street. And it was a small storefront store. It did very well, as I said. By 1899, it was obvious that he had to expand, and he did. And he also thought that he needed some help. So he wrote to his family in Poland, which was by the way, they started in a small, he was born in a small town near Bialystok called Jasionówka, which is still in existence anyway. He wrote to his brother to come, his Charles, which is my father, to come to the United States and help him run his store. So in 1899, my father came to Phoenix. He stopped first in Kansas City, I think, to learn English and also to go to business school. And he spent 6 months, I think, in Kansas City and eventually came to Phoenix about 1900 and started in the store and worked in the store with his older brother until 1903. And in 1903, Sam Coit died of pneumonia. By the way, I might say that in 1903, when Sam Coit died, and these are some things that I didn't know until I read them from my friend who did the research, when Sam Coit died in 1903, all the merchants in the town closed their store for a day because they felt such great respect for Sam Coit. So, you know, the Goldwaters closed their store, the Diamonds closed their... Oh, by the way, the Diamonds moved to Phoenix in 1898 when they saw that Sam had done so well here. So they followed him and closed their store in El Paso and moved to Phoenix.